Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Homemade Broadcast live stream episode 502. My name is Willa Koontz. This is on Hummel.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. Why?
Yes, I'm in my Tampa
penthouse.
Millionaire estate penthouse.
You recently came into some money. Is that correct?
I sure did. I had a few parents that died. We got an inheritance and we bought a very nice condo overlooking beautiful Tampa Bay.
Wow. What a way to spend your cash.
19th floor.
Wow. Wow. What a way to spend your money. I tell you, that's phenomenal. And I'd like to welcome you. I'd like to welcome the listening audience. It's almost Thanksgiving already. I don't know what happened.
It's also another holiday.
A national almost. Holiday, if you will. Which is, go on.
Your birthday.
My birthday. That's right. That's right. Good to be here. Thank you. It is Thanksgiving. I don't know what happened with... I knew that, you know, time was relative. I know that equation in Einstein's... book that time is relative. What the hell is going on as far as time now? The older we get, the faster it goes. I don't understand it. I don't like it.
I literally said that. I literally said that today. I go, time is not just going fast. It's accelerating. It's getting faster. Actually, funny you mentioned that. I was literally just talking to my friend. I go, when did the Kanye Jews thing happen? Random question. Because in my mind, I saw someone reference it and I was like, what was that, in April? But the video was posted a year ago. So I was like, wait, what? So she's like, stand by. I have screenshots. Get this. She screenshotted it. It happened with the original thing happened with Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, whatever. October 7th, 2022.
It's actually 10 years ago. 10 years ago, the Kanye West incident happened. Wait, what was the P. Diddy thing?
No, remember it started with him saying something about Jews, screenshotting the conversation he had with P. Diddy, putting it on his Instagram, and then it just kept spiraling. Then he was like, people were ambushing him, and he was answering all these questions about Jews, and then he went on Lex Friedman, and then he went on Alex Jones with the full... like ski mask and said, like, what did he say about Hitler? Something about like, I don't think Hitler's that all that bad or something. And even Alex Jones got locked up and was like,
I think he used the L word. He said that he loved him. And then Alex Jones is like, just looking into the camera with his mouth kind of agape, trying to be like, well, what he means is, you know, that God is everywhere and everybody. And Kanye's like, no. He's like, God damn it. How am I getting banned when I'm already banned? Yeah, that was crazy.
Was
that
was Nick Fuentes on that show. Like, it was a character that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Like,
I think he was. Bad. Damn. That was a long time ago. And we're giving thanks. Yeah, what?
I was just going to say, if you were to just think of that before I just told you, when would you have ballparked that happened? Because I was like, that was kind of a historic moment. And I was like, maybe it was in April, March. It was in October, November last year. It was a year ago.
I think if I were to try to place that, it would either be 2 weeks ago or 10 years ago. Somewhere in that frame, either one or the other in that binary.
Yeah.
Time just doesn't make
sense. Now, I know people say this a lot, and I half believe it. Do you think that time was warped with COVID?
Maybe.
Like, we forgot what it felt like for a year to go by, because it felt like, at least in 2020, it felt like it was forever and no time at all. it was really hard to separate like the seasons in my mind that year. You know, there really wasn't like a summer, winter, fall. It was just like, stay home, you know? Do you feel like it warped your understanding of time? And now you're just like you said, was it 10 years ago? Was it 2 weeks ago? I don't know. Or
maybe or it was some sort of, yeah. I mean, maybe you're onto something. It was some sort of reset or some sort of, I don't know, just like a paradigm shift where you didn't get to experience time like that, you know, ever in our lives, because there was always some sort of, even when you were a kid, like there was some sort of pattern that you followed, some sort of routine. You know, you would go to school Monday through Friday, and then that didn't happen. And then they would, you know, put you in homeschool, but they just weren't going. Yeah. They were just playing Fortnite. Yes,
there were certain like landmarks throughout the year. I think you're right, where it was like you had a week off for Thanksgiving and 2 weeks off for Christmas, but all of a sudden you had all the time off. Like you were always at home. And so there really wasn't any way to kind of differentiate between I mean, I understand that you still had schoolwork or work to do, but you know, it kind of just screwed you up because every day was the same day in and day out. You weren't at the office. You weren't doing things. You don't remember the holiday party, the Halloween party. You just didn't do any of it. So it's like your brain couldn't latch on to any anchors in terms of like seasonal stuff. And I think we all got pretty messed up.
Do you miss it at all? Do you miss that time?
You know, of course the right answer is of course not. I think there was an element of, I'm going to just be blatantly honest. There was an element of excitement at the beginning because we were moving into uncharted territory. And I wasn't really that concerned because I'm a healthy, relatively young individual. I understand. Whatever. You get it. So I think that was kind of like weirdly exciting. Like, whoa, we'll just never go back in public again. That seems strange. So that was kind of an interesting time, but obviously it wore off pretty quickly. Do you, are there elements of it that you miss or?
The right answer is no, but I'm going to put a big but in front of that. It kind of felt like your obligation in life, like even if you don't really do that much, like most people don't do anything anyways, but they didn't even have to do the very little that they did for a while. Like you just got to live for a little bit, kind of like you were in a prison. I mean, I guess if you want to catalog it, you could say that the earth is a prison, right? And there's a lot of prison to explore. But I mean, you were supposed to stay at home. And, you know, you just kind of hung out and watched, you know, Tiger King as a country and as a, you know, world. I don't know if Tiger King was available worldwide, but at least here in the United States, it became, you know, that phenomenon. We all kind of bonded over that. And it was nice to just kind of, I don't know, it was scary and nice at the same time to just exist and not have to worry about necessarily going to work. Like we went to work. We were going to the radio station all the time because we were part-time employees. And they were just like, you can die if just go outside and come here and kind of cover this event that's taking place right now. And we can find somebody to replace you pretty quick if we need to. But your disposables, Here's a letter from the government that says you can be outside. And I remember feeling pretty cool about that, like having the letter saying that I was a essential employee. And if I was traveling to leave me alone. And then I remember going into a 7-Eleven and the clerk behind the desk having the same letter. No disrespect to the clerk at 7-Eleven, just saying that, you know, he was also essential, as essential as me, which basically essential meant disposable. Like you could die of this disease and you'll just, you know, figure it out. I guess that's a negative way of looking at it.
Doctors and nurses were essential, you know.
Yeah,
and true. They're not that disposable, but also they are.
yeah. So I mean, like, I guess I wouldn't say I missed it, but I missed just being able to breathe for a minute and not have to worry about life, really. It was just existing, not living for a period of time. But we give thanks for another year. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You know what I'm doing for Thanksgiving.
You're going on Thanksgiving Day to Johnny's.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Johnny and Louise, yes. And unfortunately, I'm not mad at you, but I am just, you know, disappointed that you and your lovely lady won't be in attendance. But I understand why. I think you're seeing her family somewhere in Florida, Jacksonville or something. Mm-hmm.
My dad and stepmom are coming up there, and they're actually going to meet. The dads are going to meet for the first time on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Could be awesome.
BoomerCon. I'm sad I'm missing that.
BoomerCon is right. It should be. I don't know. I think my girl's more nervous than I am about it. She's like, do you think you're going to get along? My dad could get along with anybody.
She's the best.
I think they'll get along just fine. I really don't see there being an issue at all. I think it's going to be a great time, a lovely time. But she's the worry wart in this whole thing.
What is she worried about? Has she been able to articulate exactly what it is, or is this general anxiety that things won't go well?
She warned me about her father in the past. He's just kind of like
you've told me about him. No Pants Jones, or doesn't he wear a muumuu to bed or something?
Yeah. He's just a unique person. He's a unique person, which is a nice way to say it. He's a great guy. Like, I know him now, and he's an awesome dude, but he's eclectic. He wears, you know, African dashikis with no underwear on underneath. Like, house attire. So, I think it's going to be fine. I don't think he's going to be wearing the dashiki to the dinner table, but maybe he will. And you know what? I think my dad wouldn't even bat an eye at it. This is his home. We're having the dinner at his home.
Huh? He'll just be like, does he have turmeric in it? Oh, is this carrots? You know, he's just going to try to be Tim, man.
Yeah.
Just try to get along. And he's a gracious man. He's just happy to be there and have some good food with some good people. Yeah. And your dad drinks, like...
Yeah, I
think not as much as you, but like he drinks, right?
I'm gonna bring, you know, good whiskey with me up there.
Okay.
Mostly for me, but also to share for whoever wants it. Because I actually already cracked into my birthday bottle. But I just had a little bit. I just wanted to taste it. So I'm gonna bring that one up, a Rock Hill Farms that I got some other goodies. So I'm gonna bring that to share. Now, my stepmom, my dad's wife. Like, we're cool and all. We just don't have the stepmom.
It's so funny. I call my mom's husband my mom's husband.
Yeah.
It's just like, you're not my
stepmom. Like, she's fine. We just don't have, like, we don't have the stepmom relationship. You know what I mean? So it's my dad's wife.
What is the stepmom relationship?
It is.
Oh, like, she's actually a motherly figure to you.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah. We never had that. It was just like my dad's girl, but she was cool. Like, we always got along and everything. We never fought. But I just.
You're a nice woman.
Yeah, nice lady that's with my dad. So she's kind of getting on his ass about drinking and him drinking too much. So I don't know if he's going to really, if he's going to have to sneak it, or if he's going to be like, it's a holiday and I'm drinking today.
You got to pull the holiday card. Come on. And it's for his son's birthday.
There you go. But she's going to look at me, you know, side-eyed too. Not really me. She's probably going to look at him. Mostly, but
well, you'll both be blacked out, so I don't think you'll care. So that's good.
I mean, that's my plan. I'm excited. Like, Thanksgiving, it's gonna be like turkey, you know, all the sides, all that. I got a video coming out tomorrow with the perfect Thanksgiving plate. You can watch that here at willsyoutube.com. And I'm taking a survey, so make sure you check it out and vote in that. That'll be out tomorrow at 8 p.m. But I'm excited, like, football's gonna be on. It's kind of like COVID. Yeah. It's kind of like COVID. It's like you don't have to live. You just have to exist on that day, and you get to exist in a world with, like, you can start drinking.
You don't have to live. You just have to exist.
Yeah.
Is that more profound than I think it is?
Yes, absolutely. That's the title of this show, by the way. That's what it will be called. But yes, I am a philosopher. You know this. And you just get to get up and, like, you might get judged, but also at the same time, you could just, you know, kind of bat it away and go, you know what? I'm going to make myself a drink at 9 a.m.
You know what? I feel like the criticism and judgment I fear the most is from myself.
Oh, really?
Do you feel that?
Yeah, usually.
Like, I'm far less concerned with what other people think and far more concerned with how much I will mentally beat myself up over something, you know?
I think, yeah, usually
I just
what
different. Am I the crazy one?
But no, I think usually, yeah, that's a case. Like, I'm more hard on myself, and sometimes I'll scold myself if I'm, you know, off on a lightning night and I don't have anything to do. And I go, well, I guess I'll pour a drink. And I go, you shouldn't do that, because it's, you know, you should just save it for the weekend. And I go, shut up, you're right, but enough. And then I just pour the drink. But I think on Thanksgiving and the holidays in general, it's just like a celebration from here on out till the end of the year. The last month.
Yeah. I was like co-signing until you're like from here on out. Yes. I'm like, that's like a month and a half almost. Well, a month and a quarter.
Well, listen, but I'm not saying like from here on out, you know, you can pour a drink at 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving. You can. But then you got, you know, your office's holiday parties start. So you don't have to feel bad about having a drink on a Tuesday night. You know, you won't question yourself. And then Christmas morning, of course, is another day where you start, you know, early. You know, you get up, you have the eggnog, and maybe you have a little rum or bourbon in your eggnog, and you just enjoy yourself and sip that. And, you know, you just get to exist for a while. And there's presents and there's food and there's your family and friends. If you have those, some people
and
don't.
Then there's those 6 days that you don't know how to catalog. The 26th through New Year's Day, where it's just anything goes. You don't know if it's the 28th or the 26th or the 30th, and it all feels the same. You're home from work. So is it a Tuesday, a Friday? I don't know. I love that time of year because you do feel kind of useless, but you allow it to happen. You don't feel that bad about it because you're like, no one's doing anything. No one is starting their New Year's resolution 5 days before the new year. It's okay to kind of coast for a few days. So
it's Christmas week. I call that Christmas week that goes into capping off with New Year's Day, where New Year's Day is another day where if you can do it, you know, hair of the dog again, football's on, you start early, you eat the black eyed peas and ham or whatever, if you do that, or just, you know, what leftovers, you know, whatever you do, and you prepare for the, now is 2024 begins. I'm looking at a calendar here. On a Monday. So basically the first is
a calendar right here.
First is a Monday. Yes. And then Tuesday's the second, which will probably be, does everybody go back to work on the second, or do they observe it the next day and then everybody comes back on like a Wednesday?
The second.
Everybody comes back.
It's usually the first, well, unless the second is on a weekend, everyone goes back to work on that first, typically on that first Monday, but yeah.
But you'll have off. So you
get another week off. So
you get a short week to start out 2024, which is pretty awesome. If you have that kind of job, yes. A lot of people are just going, you know, back to work probably on that Monday, but I think the majority of people are off. So that's good. You get a short work week to start out 2024. It's the worst when they land on, you know, like Christmas is on a weekend, like a Saturday, what happens every 7 years. It's like, this is because you don't really get the, you know, Christmas Eve is on Saturday and then Christmas is on Sunday. Like a lot of people have to go back to work that Monday. I like it when it falls right in the middle of the week, like Wednesday, because then you're just not obligated, but nobody's going to say too much. If you're like, you know what, I'm just going to take the week. And, you know, maybe I'm living in a fantasy world here, but I think it's rational and reasonable to take the whole week if it's on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of the time people take, at least in jobs that you pay well, usually you get the 2 weeks off for Christmas, you know, the week leading up to it, and then the 6 days that don't matter up until after New Year's.
What do you do for your job? Do you guys take off like 2 weeks?
Honestly, it's funny you ask that because I really didn't know, but I've been going home to California for like the last 3 or 4 years where I spend about 10 days there. So I essentially have 2 weeks off, but this year I'm not going home to California. So I think our last day of terrestrial radio is the 15th of December. And then after that, we do like just Rumble or just Twitch for 2 hours, like from 11 to 1 p.m., you know. Odd hours, not the 6 a.m. deal. So I get kind of like 2 weeks off, not really, but I don't have to wake up at 5 a.m., which is like major, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So this is my first year that I've worked for Bubba that I will actually be here for Christmas. So it should be interesting. We're actually doing a roast. I don't know if I told you about this.
No.
A roast of Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, if you need some jokes.
I am
if you
terrified.
Need jokes, I can help you.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not terrified of it. If I can make the jokes funny, it's, I don't know. It'll either be hilarious or I'll get fired. So, because yeah, he said, quote, nothing is off limits. And then I'm like, you probably shouldn't tell us that.
Ah, yeah.
I'm like, and then you're like writing, I'm like writing jokes and I'm like, I did sign an NDA. Like, is this going to interfere with, you know, that contract? So, we'll see how we go.
Is it going to be, well, you talk about the sword of Damocles, you know, hanging over you. My God, during something like that, where, you know, one false move, you're toast. That
yeah,
is
it's
scary.
That, it's that, I think our my previous boss, you're one of your current bosses, said, John Brennan, like, try to fly as close to the sun as you can without getting burned. Because the best joke in the world is like right up to that point, right before it's like, dude, that's effed up. Like that's not okay. But right up until that edge, that is the best joke you could make. So, you know, I'm trying to flirt with that line. And to be honest with you, Will, I don't even trust myself because I don't think I really even know where that line is anymore. Because it's an ever moving goalpost. And sometimes you say a joke on Monday and it flies. And then on Tuesday, it doesn't fly. And so, you know, am I going to bring up some stuff from the past that maybe, you know, it could hurt your feelings? I hope not. But also I want to put on a show. And then you also have to worry about, like, if you don't give enough heat, then it's like, oh, you totally, you know, peed out on the whole thing. So we'll see.
Just, you know what? We'll I think it's you got to come out swinging. You just got to, like, go full tilt. Just go like Hogan first thing right out of the gate. Oh, yeah. Just
I already
bam.
Have my first joke written about that. Maybe I should. Nah, I'm not going to give it out. I'm not going to give it out.
No, I'll save it.
But
save it.
Yeah, I'll save it. Yeah, because I need to work on like how to the delivery, you know, how to say it, because in my head it's funny, but it's like I need to work on the exact, you know, order of the words and whatnot.
Right.
But so I'm excited for that. I do love the holidays. I love Christmas as of like 2 years ago. Christmas is my favorite holiday. And although, you know, even last year, I felt fine just kind of taking a dump on Hanukkah and all the Jewish holidays. I feel like I need to be a little bit more careful this year when I start talking about how Hanukkah sucks and all the Jewish holidays are bad. But yes, I love Christmas. I love the decor. I love the feeling of Christmas. I fully embraced it, Will. And thank you for accepting me, you Gentile.
You did a lot of baking last year, didn't you? Are you gonna bake it up this year?
I sure did. Probably not as much. Just because A, my kitchen isn't as cool, and B, like most things, I fall in and out of interest with a lot of things, and I'm just not as into the baking.
Yeah.
It's good in theory, but it's always like, oh, this would be so cool to make. And then you realize you have 12 hours to get it done and you're super stressed out and you're just like, F it, I'll just buy something from Publix. So
I know
we'll
I got myself into some trouble too. They're like, you need to make something. I'm like, sure, no problem. Like two months ago, I was like, yeah, I got it. No problem. And now it's like a week away. I'm like, uh-oh. I have to make stuff. That's not good.
You were required to bake or something?
Make. M-A-K.
Make.
Yeah.
I was like, who the hell is asking a grown man, a middle-aged man, to like bake a cake? That seems bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. More but, of a, like, cook something is totally reasonable.
Yeah.
But baking.
So did you make anything?
I haven't yet. I mean, we're still a week away. I still have some time here.
Oh, it's for Thanksgiving. I thought you meant it was 2 months ago, like you had to make it 2 months ago.
Oh, no. I mean, for Thanksgiving. I think I said a lot of things. I think I said, like, I was going to make macaroni and cheese. I was going to make green bean casserole. I was going
to know how to do that, or like,
how hard can it be?
Yeah, famous last words.
I mean, like,
that baking and cooking is interesting because you just, there's so many like unforeseen hurdles that you didn't even realize. You're like, oh, I didn't realize that this is a sticky thing. and then now it's stuck to something and you have to get it off without burning it. And then you don't know the difference between parchment paper and waxed paper. Made that mistake. Yeah. So you just kind of run into a lot of pitfalls and you kind of learn as you go. But
are we talking about cooking still or something else?
Oh, no, just life.
Okay.
Just life.
It sounded dirty. So Thanksgiving is going to be cool. Yeah, I won't be here. I'm bummed about that. That's I'll just get the recipes from Johnny. Johnny knows all the easy recipes. He makes the best food. Huh?
He doesn't make anything easy. He actually enjoys this, Will. He enjoys making things. For us, it's a chore. But for him, it's a sport. Like, he enjoys it. It's art to him. So yeah. I think it's a different mindset.
I just feel like the mac and cheese is easy. I think it's really, honestly, I think it's just those weird squiggly noodles and Velveeta. And it's delicious. It's really good. I don't think it's much more than that. I'll ask him. And if it's hard, then I'll just be like, you know, I didn't do it. Sorry. I ruined things.
Peas in it.
Peas?
I always like peas, yes, with my mac and cheese. And it was very delicious.
No. Not doing that. No vegetables, no greens in mac and cheese. In fact, I really just want the melted crap cheese and noodle. That's really all I want. And butter. I don't really want anything else in there. What about, you don't eat.
You like bacon?
No, I don't even really want bacon, to be honest. I mean, that is good, but not in mac and cheese. See, you don't eat meat, so you don't know the like dreaminess of stuffing with like breakfast sausage in it. You'll never know that phenomenal combo. You get some cornbread stuffing and then put some breakfast sausage scrambles up in there. Oh my God, that is heavenly, and you'll never know.
Yes, I will never know. I mean, I could know. I have the ability to know. I choose not to know.
It's a shame.
I choose not to know.
It's a shame. And you've never had bacon, right? You still haven't had bacon.
I've probably had bacon by mistake, but when you eat something, even if it tastes good, the panic in your mind. So, for example, like if you were fed eel and you thought it was mushroom, you don't remember enjoying the experience. You just remember the panic afterwards, after you realize you ate something you weren't supposed to. It erases the first memory of enjoyment. So I don't even think I could enjoy bacon because I'd be so petrified of like what it was going to do to me afterwards. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like what would be your fear of it doing to you? Like, you just turn into a bacon machine and then just want bacon all the time, which is probably likely.
No. Well, if I was eating it and I knew what I was eating, I'd probably be fine. But there's this sense of, and I know this is going to sound so dumb to you, but there's this like identity thing. Like, I am a vegetarian. I tell people I'm a vegetarian.
You're woke.
And if I knowingly, or if I eat something like eel, it's hard to claim that you are that thing when you clearly do not abide by those rules. Or you made a mistake and now you have foreign animal parts in your body and it freaks you out. It's a mental game. I'm fine. I could eat bacon and be fine, or eel and be fine. But it's a mental game where it's like, why?
Do you do the tofurkey or do you just do sides? I can't remember.
Just sides.
Yeah.
Just sides.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Here's the thing. I don't understand why vegetarians, vegans do this. Just don't eat the meat. Why are we trying to imitate meat? Just eat the vegetables. You don't have to eat fake, like a fake Reuben or a fake bacon. And it's tempeh. That stuff is horrible for you. It's basically just like whatever plant protein just doused in vegetable oil and fried. Like, it's not good. It's processed. It has all this extra sugar and salt. Don't eat that stuff, kids. It's horrible for you. But people think, because it's vegan or vegetarian, it's good for you. Well, it ain't. So stay away from it. But yes, I'll just be eating the sides.
Yeah, that's all you need. I did. Well, I don't want to spoil the video. I did it. I can't do it. I can't talk about Thanksgiving anymore. But I had my perfect plate. Like, if you had to pick. Well, I guess I can ask you. I won't say mine. Now, since like your perfect plate, now you get one meat. Obviously, that's out for you. So I'll tell you what, I'll let you pick one of the other categories. You could do two. A veggie, a starch, a roll, and a dessert. So I'll let you, since you're not doing meat, you get to pick two of one of those categories. veggie.
Well, I do do the okay. I get to pick two veggies then.
You can pick two veggies.
Do you consider Brussels sprouts to be a Thanksgiving delicacy?
Of course.
Okay, so I choose Brussels sprouts.
I thought you were going to say vegetable at first, and I was going to call you the R word and throw you out of this room.
No. So I choose the Brussels sprouts and also the green bean casserole. I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
For the starch, I'm probably going to have to go. Johnny and Leah make a mean vegetarian stuffing. So there's no gravy in it, but it is very delicious. So I'll go with that.
Okay.
And then a roll. I mean,
but different kinds. So like a bread or a roll.
Well,
like
cornbread.
Cornbread. Okay.
Cornbread roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And dessert. I mean, pumpkin pie. Yeah. Apple pie. I like apple pie better than pumpkin pie.
Over pumpkin?
Yeah, like a good Dutch apple pie with ice cream, with vanilla ice cream. I don't think that there's anything better than that. Eh, maybe pecan. Nah, I go apple. I stick by apple.
Okay, because there's like specific. I'll give it away a little bit. I know everybody's on the edge of their seats about what I would choose on my plate. But so I said like obviously turkey. It has to be turkey. No ham. No, like, roast or something. Nothing like that. It's got to be turkey.
I thought turkey isn't even that great.
It sucks. No, but I'm saying it sucks. Like, it's my least favorite. It's my least favorite meat. But I'm saying that it serves its purpose on Thanksgiving. Like, Thanksgiving is turkey. And also for dessert, pumpkin pie is Thanksgiving. You can't really eat. You can do whatever you want. But you're going to look like a freak if you pull out, you know, pumpkin pie in July. Like, people are going to be like, what are you doing? Are you mentally ill? You know, it's like a certain specific time. Now, like I said, you could do whatever you want, but you will be judged for it harshly. So turkey and pumpkin pie are a necessity on Thanksgiving.
How do you feel about cranberry sauce?
Again, sucks. Cranberry sauce sucks, but it's like I'll spoil some of this video tomorrow. It's a free spot. Everybody gets it. Gravy and cranberry sauce. It's going on your plate. It helps, you know, lube up that dry ass turkey that you're about to eat so you could shove it down your throat. It sucks. Like, I make good cranberry sauce. You hear that all the time. No, you don't. It sucks. But you know what? It serves its purpose. It's for Thanksgiving. That's it. That's a one time a year.
I like it.
I don't want to see, if I see somebody pull a turkey out on Christmas, I'm kicking over the table. I'm kicking that turkey down. It's Thanksgiving only. Christmas is like
ham,
or that's where you might do the roast, or you do the, what do the Italians do? The 12 fishes or 7 fishes, like something like that. You're uncultured swine. You know nothing of the world.
I don't know anything about the 12 days of fish. I didn't know about that.
It's like a seafood. I think it's a Catholic thing where they do like the
like a seafood boil.
Yeah, no, not Cajun, not a Cajun seafood boil.
Corn and potatoes in there.
Yeah, it's like. Like, they do some fish and then they do shrimp and oyster. Like, they have this big feast of seafood. I don't know. It's something to do with Jesus, which is why you don't know about it. But I don't either. But yeah, they do something like that. But I don't want to see turkey busting out the turkey twice in a year. Like, for me, if I was king, I would say only turkey on Thanksgiving, and then Christmas, there's more flexibility.
Now, are you choking it down the whole time, or do you find any enjoyment in eating turkey, or it just really sucks? Like, it can't be made well. I mean, of course it could be made better or worse, but
yeah,
do you actually enjoy it even if it is made well? Is it just a disgusting, gross bird that no one should eat? Or
I mean, I've had some okay turkey where I'm like, this is good, it's fine, but no, do you particularly enjoy it? Not really. Unless somebody else, you know, you go to a restaurant and they're like a smoked turkey is good. A fried turkey is usually pretty good, but it's never great. Like, even the best turkey is usually pretty like, oh, that was good. But you're not excited about it. Like you could put you could put any other meat in front of me, and I mean any other meat, if you know what I mean. And I would much rather tear into that. Give me a rack of ribs. Give me a hot dog.
Chicken wings.
Oh yeah, now we're talking. And you know what? Frankly, ham sucks too. Ham sucks. It's never that good. I'm not a ham man.
Cut of meat. Isn't it a cheap cut of meat?
Isn't it the ass?
It's the ass, right? The butt. Not the butt, but the butt.
Yeah, I think it is the. Hold on. Let's ask Google here.
It's a rump roast. I thought it was like a ham. That ass, you know, what, that ham.
What part of body is ham? It is the hind leg. There are several. So it's basically one butt cheek and it kind of goes down through the leg like the ham hawk, like your hamstring. I guess that's why they call it a hamstring. That makes sense. Yeah. And so you get two hams out of one pig. If that makes sense.
Do you need a map? Yeah, sure. I've looked at that before. Mostly on cows, not so much on pigs.
Okay. Let me open this in new tab here. And then share this tab. And then
down to the
stage. There it is. That's where you get the ham from, right back here in the pink area.
Yeah. I like looking at all maps, whether it's maps of pigs. Today I was looking at a map of Madagascar just for no reason. Thought maybe I could vacation there or something. Probably not. So.
That's isn't it hard to even vacation there? Cause they try to keep it as pristine as possible.
Madagascar. I don't know. I don't know much about Madagascar except that I think they're like the number one exporter of vanilla in Mexico. That is really my limited understanding. But like I said, when the boys are talking about sports, I'm looking at maps. That is what I like to do. So,
we have a lot of your crew in here today. I see people, you can't super chat. Donkey Teeth, I do not have super chat abilities. I have like 240 subscribers. So,
what up, Donkey Teeth?
Donkey Teeth, you got Natural Aspired, Ass Bucket, Ass Bucket. Sir Neil, of course, is in here. OG, Holyoke Joe Lupin is in here.
What up, Holyoke Joe? Poor thing got evicted from his house last week.
Oh my God.
Evicted, and now I think he is in like a, not an extended stay. I think he's in a, like a, not an old age home. Where are you, Joe? I think you told me where you're at, but I think he's basically in a care facility. Okay. And he isn't sure if he's going to see his mom again, but he's very positive, Will, and he loves Jesus.
Oh, excellent.
He loves Jesus so much. And so every time I get off the phone with him, I always say, God bless. And he seems to like that.
My brother in Christ. No one else sir. All the best. Godspeed. It's a lot out there. Yeah. Wow. That's cool. I wonder how your people found out about this. This is awesome. They like to chat a lot. They're chatty Cathy's in the chat. I'm trying to find specific ones. And I can't even keep up with this one.
Well, they love to chat. Bubba Army loves to, and former Bubba Army love to chat.
Yeah, there he is. I love Jesus.
But that's awesome.
He's in a nursing home.
I love Jesus. Nursing home. Thank you. Sorry. For some reason, okay. I miss you too, Donkey Teeth, and tell your lovely wife I said hello. I think he was at BARP last year.
Wow.
But I think that they had a little bit of falling out with the boobity-loo sponge.
You're already HMB royalty, Donkey Teeth, for showing up to two episodes. You already made it, my friend. That's more than most people make. Does the HMB accept packages? No.
Oh.
I don't want it.
The Bubba Army doesn't send me packages because I get so excited. Because I never had Christmas, Will. So when people send me packages, it feels like Christmas, how it probably would have felt as a child, that I get to relive as a 36-year-old woman. So it's exciting.
Well, let's get packages then. I'll figure that out. Can't you do like a shadow PO box or something? It costs like $40 a month or a year, and then it just gets shipped to your house. I think you can do something.
I honestly have no idea, but I can look into that. And they like to call them, and I like to call them packages.
Right.
Packages, not packages. So yes, we will find a way to accept packages. And if it's anything that we can split, Will and I always go 50-50.
Yeah, for sure. HMB royalties a thing? Nope. I guess it is now. But any of you guys want some stickers and stuff, I can certainly send you those if you just hit me up in the email down there at the bottom. I got all that stuff right down there. You can email me your address and I'll send you some stickers and stuff for free. That would be cool. Will, when did you meet Anna Hummel? Story. I met Anna when she with her time at the Bone. I met her initially. I was working in promotions at the Bone, and Anna was working on air, and we hung out one day at one of the golf tournaments, I believe. And Anna thought I was like,
that's not a bet.
She thought I was like 17 years old at that point. So she talked
so young.
She talked
I
really.
I thought, Will, when I met you, you must have been 30. How old are you now? You're about to be 39. You must have been about 33.
Yeah.
And I thought you were 21.
Yeah.
So you were telling me about college. You're like, yeah, I studied this. I mean, you didn't talk like that. But then you started throwing out some numbers. You're like, yeah, I was in college for 9 years. I'm like, wait, what? Like,
some Doogie Howser.
Are you a savant? You're like, no, I'm 33. And I'm like, oh, damn. I thought you were a kid. My bad.
That's okay.
But, yes, we had a golf tournament. Yeah. 2017.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That sounds right. Yeah.
We drove there. Actually. Yeah, you were driving. We took the car down there. Although I was working on air, I was like, I think I was on the Johnny B show, but I was also just like phone screening occasionally for other shows. But yeah, you and I really hit it off, and I definitely worked promotions that day. So I was hanging banners and whatnot, but it was a good day. It was a good turnout, and I got to meet Will, who, you know,
yeah,
became one of my best buds.
So best buds.
It was very fruitful day.
Yeah, that was fun. So we did that, and then we worked together for a little bit. Well, did I start? I guess I was on the Johnny B show like one day a week. And then you were obviously co-hosting the show. And then that turned into your after show, which aired at midnight to 1 a.m. And then I was Anna's co-host during that time. And I was so excited. I remember that was when the light of radio really just like shone a word. No, it just like flashed its light on me. And I was so excited. I would wait all night to go to the radio station at 11:30 at night for 1 hour. And I had so much fun, and now I hate it.
It was a great show. We did great work, I think, and still do.
We did. I mean,
that was a really good time.
It pretty much just translated here, I think, and that's the good thing about podcasting is you just kind of do that here and hang out and talk, and you know.
Yeah, it's funny how much your perception matters. Like back then, we were technically worse off. You know, in terms of like now we would never go to the station for like an hour at midnight. Are you insane? But we were so excited because we were newbies and this was so cool that we had our own show. We were on the air, like we were doing morning radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still counts. Yeah.
It was technically morning radio. Yeah, it was a really fun time. but we just do it here online now instead. It's the same thing. Have I ever tried Kratom? I have. I didn't enjoy it particularly. I didn't enjoy it or not enjoy it. It was kind of it tasted like a flower pot to me. And I haven't tried it since. Maybe I'll give it another whirl. Why should I try it? Should I retry it? Do you do Kratom, Anna?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the only time I did Kratom or Kratom, whatever, was I think it was on Stay Woke or the Johnny show. Do you remember they called in?
Yeah.
Do you remember those guys came in and they were like feeding me this stuff and I had no idea how it was going to affect me and I was trying to host a show and I was kind of freaking out.
Yeah, I
didn't know what was going on.
That was the dudes who had that like shop and they did the Brainquility festival, right? Was it those people?
Yes. Did you go? You end up going to that, right?
Yeah, kind of. I went for like an hour and I was like, I got to get out of here. This is not my scene. It was all like hippies and couldn't do it. Can do it now.
Yeah, I did ketamine that day.
Oh, cool. I'm supposed to do that for like do it in a like a therapist's office.
Yes. Ketamine therapy, yeah.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people do that.
I talked to a guy on the weekly checkup show that I do on Saturday and he does that. That's part of one of the things that he does. And I was like, I want to do that. And he said, come on in, I'll get you set up. You can do it for free. I just, I've been too scared. I haven't had the time.
Oh, do it. I mean, I technically did ketamine therapy with, you know, a few thousand other people around me while watching like Lettuce or whatever band was playing.
Yeah.
But I don't remember not liking it. I didn't really take that much. And I also felt pretty secure because the guy that was giving it to me was a registered pediatrician. He's like, we give this to the kids all the time. You'll be fine.
Really?
I said, okay.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow. Well, that was fun. That was a fun show. We got to talk a lot about the holiday. I hope everybody has a great holiday that's in this chat room here. And I don't know what our schedule is going to be for next week, so I don't know if we'll have a show. Probably not, I'm thinking, because of the holiday, but maybe we could squeeze one in. But I hope everyone enjoys the Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks for your folks for tuning in. If you guys, again, if you want some stickers, just look down here and email me or text me your email address or your address, and I'll send you out some stickers and stuff and for free, absolutely free. Thank you all. Thank you, Anna.
Yes, thank you. This was a lot of fun. And when do you return from your travels?
I think I'll be back that Monday after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So I'm going to spend the weekend out there and hang out. It's nice. It's on Amelia Island. It's like right outside of Jacksonville, and it's like a nice beach and stuff. So,
yeah, that sounds lovely. Well, we'll have to have you and your lady friend over sometime and do, I don't know, just get messed up or something.
Oh, yeah. Ketamine.
Have some food. Have pizza, and do some ketamine. Yeah. Pizza and ketamine.
Hell yeah. Yep. Now we're talking. All right. That's it. That's the show. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a good week. Rest of your week. Enjoy the holiday with your family, your friends, or by yourself. However you celebrate. For Anna Hummel, my name's Will Koontz. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you. Please tell a friend about it. HMBRadio.com, WillsYouTube.com. Join us Wednesdays for a live stream for the time being, however long it lasts. Yeah, stay tuned. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.